We're back in the sack.
What could be much more fun than that?
Yes, my name is Jack Quigley. That's Christian Leyland.
Hello, everyone.
We're back on board. Let's play some music for about 30 seconds.
Sweet.
Yeah, sounds good. Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's brilliant. I'm all refreshed now.
Yeah, and in the zone. Big time.
Big time, yeah.
Ready to get into it.
Mind on the job.
Yeah, that music gets me in the zone. It really does.
Every time, just hear it, just builds me up.
Yeah, you know you're in for it. Like, you listen to music before you play sport. I do that. Do you do that?
Yeah, I listen to it every time. Yeah. I can't play sport without my iPod.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get in the zone. I know all the top players do.
Yeah, Premier League, World Cup.
That's right. Apparently, it would have been interesting to have a listen to what some of the players listened to before the final, wouldn't it?
It's true, because you listen to music and you play out what happens in the music on the field.
If you play sort of calm music, you'll be calm out in the field. And if you play heavy metal music, you might go out there and be real hardcore. Apparently, John Terry listens to a bit of Sexual Healing when he goes, to training and whatnot. I'd be very curious to find out what they listen to.
Yeah, no, it would be very interesting. If only we had some sort of...
Oh, whose iPod is that?
Oh, that...
What's the name on the back of the iPod?
N. De Jong.
Is that Nigel De Jong's iPod? That's Nigel De Jong. Let's have a listen to what was the last thing playing for. He actually went out on the field for that World Cup final the other day.
Of course.
That explains a lot.
That's it.
That explains a lot.
Well, reproduce the song you did.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that explains a lot.
Yeah, he took it on the field and took it out on Alonso.
Yeah, poor Shabby. Kind of wore that one in the chest. Wore it well. Gee, there were some rash challenges in that game.
Oh, there was. It was, crazy.
We will, of course, we haven't been on air since the World Cup finished. We caught up on some sleep, which was nice. Of course, Spain took out the title did we predict that?
I think everybody predicted it.
Yeah, I was a bit of an idiot because at the start of the tournament, my friend said to me, who will win it and who will be top goal scorer? And I said, Spain and probably David Villa. And I texted him the other morning and said, oh, look, I don't want to brag. But I did tell you that was going to be the result. And he said, well, I don't want to brag, but I actually went out and bet on it, which was one more than I did.
Fair enough. Hopefully with Betfair.
Yeah. Well, I assume so.
Yes, who else
would you bet with?
That's it.
You get worse odds, you're losing money. We'll save most of our World Cup chat for tomorrow because...
What's happening tomorrow?
Apparently, there's some sort of live podcast taking place.
Very exciting.
We will have a live studio audience in here to laugh at my jokes. Hopefully, I am still a little bit sick, hence why throughout the show I'll be sucking on a lozenge and sounding fully congested and coughing occasionally. It must be World Cup fever. That's probably what I call
it. Oh, World Cup. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
That's probably what I call it. We'll save it.
It also comes with World Cup fever, cold, no sleep, and a lot of emotional trauma.
That's right, we'll save most of our World Cup stuff for tomorrow for the live show. On today's show, it's just going to be a bit of a punchy 15-20-minute episode, so we'll build up to tomorrow's show. We'll talk briefly about the final, and then we'll talk A-League stuff. And transfer stuff.
Very exciting.
Cool. So the final, your thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't mind it actually. I found it pretty intriguing. I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. A lot of people said they didn't like the rash tackles and they didn't like the diving, but I honestly it kind of bypassed me.
Wasn't a lot of diving. Most of the challenges hurt.
Yeah, no, this is true. No, I enjoyed it fully, and I honestly didn't mind who won at the end of the day. So.
Yeah, I really did want to see Spain win though. They went out there to try and win it. Yeah, the Dutch went out not to lose it, which is silly because they've got plenty of good footballers in that team. But, a lot of people have said, and it's probably true, if they went out there and tried to play Spain's game, Spain would have won. So this was their best chance to try and actually win the tournament. It's just a shame that, it's kind of sullied their Dutch reputation of playing beautiful football.
Oh, that's it. Like, Cruyff came out. It was a bit angry.
He was
they've done, playing the style, they've done just as well as he ever did.
Look,
in terms of World Cup rankings.
Yes. You have to play the style that's going to give you the best chance of winning at that level, at grassroots level.
Like last year's Champions League, Manchester United tried to Barcelona, absolutely got flogged. Yeah. This year...
Arsenal tried to do it in this year's competition, in the quarterfinals, I think.
Same result.
And just got wiped.
And so Inter... Yeah, did the smart thing and they got through. So,
exactly. Obviously, Jose Mourinho said our tactic will be shut down the game. Mm. And Van Marwijk's tactics would have been very similar. In fact, here's what he had to say to his team just before they walked out onto the field. We've actually got an audio clip, so let's check it out. Makes sense.
Yeah, well, he can't complain about the team not carrying out his orders.
They respond well to musical cues, the Dutch, don't they?
The Dutch, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
They respond very well. pardon me. We'll leave most of our World Cup stuff till tomorrow. We'll move on quickly, because it's a short show, to what's been happening close to home, and Everton are in Oz. Your good mates, Everton. Can I go as far to say that?
I'll just say I'm good mates with Everton.
No, you're good mates, Everton. As in, you know all the players.
Oh, yes. Like, oh, yeah, we're tight. Like, we go out
you and Yorkie,
drinks with Yorkie, whatever, nothing special. No.
Tell us a little bit about that. You had a chance to catch up down there in Sydney with that crew?
Yeah, no, it was really good. A few interviews with some players. You can catch most of the interviews on the website. The site, yeah. Anything we can't catch on the site, we'll have in text version for you. Articles and such. It was really good. You know, Sylvain Distin, Leighton Baines, Dwight York was amazing.
His interview was very good, yeah.
Yes. Have a listen to that. You won't regret it.
Yeah. He just sounds like he's a great guy.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's awesome. Met Tim Cahill. Didn't get a chance to interview him. I had the chance, but I went with York instead.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Cahill's going to be in Australia again for some
I'm sure we'll probably just catch him in the next one.
That's it. Really good. Yeah, met some of the promoters of the Everton game.
Yeah.
Who brought them over, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it was just good to hear them say they wanted to bring Everton to Australia. They wanted to show Australia spotlight football, and that's what they've done. Game itself against Sydney, I went and had a watch with it with Matt Coleman, who does another website in Sydney.
Yep.
At lessoninpride.blogspot.com, if anyone's a Manchester City fan. And that was, the game itself was pretty, it's pretty a non-event, really. It was pretty slow football.
Yeah, nothing pre-season exciting. Games tend to that's be it, that way. It. Yeah,
But the whole experience was great, and
40,000 people turned up too.
40,000 people, great crowd, and 19,000 at last night against the Heart, which is a good crowd.
They were
scared they weren't going to get any tickets for that one. Yeah, so that was good, and I just can't wait for the Festival of Football because I think you're going to have a great time.
So do I. I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Of course, it's not over yet. We got Brisbane on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. And we're kind of thinking maybe of dashing up. You're definitely going.
I'm definitely going up.
And I'm thinking if I can get away from rugby here, I might sort of take off up there.
Yeah, cool.
So that was great. In terms of results, Everton are 2-2.
One nil and 2-0.
Chibi scored the goal in the first game.
Yes.
And Rodwell and Saha.
That's right. Saha missing a first minute penalty.
Yeah.
The Heart,
so, yeah. Great moment there for the Heart.
That's it.
They're long suffering fans. They finally had something to cheer about. Yeah. I can't wait to see the DVD they bring out of that one.
Greatest saves. Well, it's funny you say long suffering fans because they haven't actually won a friendly yet.
Have they scored a goal?
No, because it was they had a 2-0 loss against the Roar, and they lost against Adelaide United.
Oh, I'd be really keen to be the first goal scorer for the club.
I'm quite sure Sibon scored against Adelaide.
Did he? Loss, yeah. Okay, so he's got that accolade.
Yes.
Stevie Corico, was he the first to score for Sydney? Against Manly United or something like that, easier.
Honestly, I don't know. I know York was the first to score in A-League competition.
Yeah. Yeah, he scored that brilliant diving header against Melbourne. That was a great... And I tried that weekend, playing as a central defender, and the ball sort of came in, and I sort of threw myself and tried to twist my body, like the ball came in behind me. I tried to lean back and twist my neck to get the ball on target, but all I proceeded to do was head the ball back up towards halfway, which meant I had to get up and run back and try and defend.
Turns out
it wasn't a fluke. You need some sort of skill to do that.
And so talking about just the diving, something which didn't get as much coverage as I was hoping was, do you remember John Terry's little... salmon dive, the free kick. He tried to stop
that shot with his face.
Yes.
I tell you what, I don't like John Terry, but he went up a notch in my book when he did that.
It just looked hilarious.
He tucked the arms behind the back and just dead set threw himself like a salmon. Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah. There was Scott Parker in a game last season against Arsenal at Upton Park, made a brilliant challenge. And was on the ground, and the ball was sort of rolling, and he crawled towards it, and Fabregas came flying through, and he dived and sort of nudged the ball away with his head, and he got booked for it, for playing the ball whilst on the ground. And it's like, mate, he's just put his head in front of Cesc Fabregas' swinging boot, and you found a reason to book him.
Yeah, tough crowd.
Referees.
Oh, there are rumours, actually, that what we talked about before is in have it, it's not a World Cup for referees. You know, have the best referees rather than the best referees from each country. They might actually be considering that for the next World Cup.
Just picking, like, La Liga and Premier League referees rather than just trying to get one from every country, like
from
a
Guatemala,
UN.
Or something. So.
Get a UN of referees. The Uruguayan bloke who missed Lampard's goal has come out and sort of said, you know, yeah, it was disappointing, but, you know, I've moved on. That's great for you, champ.
Well done.
That's great for you. Screw England.
Screw England, yeah. Oh, so he has the same attitude as FIFA. Awesome.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah, Sepp Blatter came out after the tournament as a summary to the tournament and said he was satisfied.
Well,
this is the man who took the tournament to South Africa.
Probably something we should leave to tomorrow. I've got a lot of stuff to say on it, but...
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Do you?
I do. On the whole tournament in general.
Well, you're prepared.
Yes.
I'm just winging it.
Winging it. Nice. I like it a lot. I think our listeners like it. Yes. Tune in for.
Yeah. If you have something you would like discussed on tomorrow's show, our live podcast, if you'd like a shout-out, if you have a funny joke that you think can top one of our jokes... And you would like it read out with the opportunity to have your joke read out and laughed at by a live studio audience. Doesn't happen all the time. It's a pretty rare opportunity. You can email the show at info@thefootballsack.com. Or you can Facebook us. We have a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm. And Twitter.
Twitter was the other one I couldn't think of. We're still tweeting.
Yes, quite regularly. We're still pretty regularly. Yeah. We're on there once a day. We'll probably do a few matches during the A-League as well, like we're doing the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Seeing the response we kind of get with that. So,
yeah, it'd be a lot easier too.
It won't be so tired.
Freezing cold. Okay. In terms of Everton, that's pretty much covered. They're Brisbane, yeah. Let's talk some A-League football. Before we do, let's talk fantasy A-League football.
Oh, fantasy A-League football, of course. We have a new fantasy football, the Football Sack Fantasy Comp set up on the Fox Sports website. Details of which will be up on the site by the time this is. So jump in, and you know the winner of the comp will be throwing you some Football Sack merchandise at the end of the season, which is very valuable.
Oh yeah,
because so far only we have this Football Sack.
That's right. And no one else. That's right. So you know if you aren't us, you don't have it. Unless you win this, in which case you will.
Unless, of course, one of us wins it, which will be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Then we'll have two.
Yeah.
So, I'm
not going to give it away. I'll keep both.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah,
I'm terrible at fantasy football.
Yeah, no. It's
I'm terrible.
You got to get into this, though, surely?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, but I'm just... Because I get lazy, I stop doing it after about week three of the season. Every year I sign up and think, this year... Gonna do this fantasy stuff, and then I just forget it. I often forget my password or my username or whatever, so I'll have to write that down and put it somewhere special.
That's it. Write it down. Keep it in your glory box.
Yes.
So it's simple. Go to the website. The link will be on our own website, which is www.thefootballsack.com.
Yes.
So go to the Fox Sports website. Join up, sign up, create your team, and then when I ask you to join the private league, you'll have our code, and you just copy paste in there, and it'll be awesome because this is your chance to live out your fantasy in the sack.
Yes.
Doesn't come along every day.
Live out your fantasy in the sack. Dwight York, he's already done that.
Oh, he has.
As you alluded to in your interview.
The J-bomber.
The J-bomb. She lived not far from me when I was living in England one time. Yeah.
There you go.
Her and Peter Andre. Some transfer news for the A-League. Transfer news left, right and centre, isn't there?
That's it. Yeah,
let's start with the big wig. We've got a new coach in the league. We've got at Adelaide United.
Yes, Adelaide United appointed Dutchman Rini Coolen as the club's new head coach for the next 2 years, which I personally think is a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coached under big names, Gus Hiddink, Frank Leichhardt, Jared Hullier, and... Everything looks good.
If he takes a little bit from each of them, he'll be a pretty good coach, I think.
That's it. So he's now the second Dutch coach in the A-League, following Van Vandenchip.
Yes.
In Melbourne Heart. And now we've that's four foreign coaches we have in the A-League at the moment, who should go really well.
Ricky Herbert is he's staying put as well.
Yes, he's actually for next
3 years.
3 years,
yeah,
and he's also staying put with the national team as well.
Yes,
so he's
which is a shame because I was kind of eyeing him off for the Socceroos job.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You like the old park? You like the park the bus tactics?
Well, I don't think they did. They played 3-4-3 against Italy.
Yeah, they didn't have a single shot against Paraguay. Not a single shot.
Yeah, but look at the livestock they had. There's some awful players in that always team. I think Ricky Herbert's great. And yeah, the Phoenix
last year, he did well with what he had.
The Phoenix last year were not bad to watch by any means. Yeah, no, they were great. I think you're just being a little bit harsh there. What are your thoughts? If you agree with me and you think that Ricky Herbert's good, email the show. And if not, feel free to swear at Christian. Email all your abuse to Christian at info@thefootballsack.com. I know I will be. You can tweet your abuse direct to Christian at @thefootballsack if you're on Twitter, which I'm on.
Ooh,
and yes. I specifically, after we leave here, will tweet you and call you an idiot because I like Ricky Herbert.
I'll look forward to it. Okay. Oh, you're nothing against him, just a Socceroos coach, not so much.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'd like to say it. I'd rather him than just someone who's just European for the sake of European. Yeah.
But I don't think we're getting European coaches just for the sake of being European. We're getting decent European coaches.
Yeah, we got Pim Van Beek last time.
Well, in Pim's defence, if he didn't have the mind spasm against Germany...
Everything else was okay.
Everything would have been... Yeah, everything. He did everything else to a T, really.
Yeah.
You know, didn't play great attacking football, but he got us to the World Cup, and he should have got us qualified to the next round.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of like... Yeah. That moment being 90 minutes, will cost him his reputation in Australia forever.
Yeah, he's gone from being, you know, good, efficient, a little bit boring, but efficient, to national joke. Let's all poke fun at his hair that nobody would mention before because he was doing a good job. Yeah.
But in saying that, I think we're quite prepared in this show to pay him out in now and in the future.
Yeah. So it should be. Yeah, it was funny because while he was doing a good job, it's kind of like, you know, it's like, don't mention the war in Fawlty Towers. It's like, don't mention his hair. Like, what the hell is going on? And as soon as he was crap and had that really bad game, everyone was just like, let's rip this bloke's receding hairline. Yeah.
Yes. No. Well, I'll tell you what, Sven has a receding hairline now. Have you seen him when he was coaching Cote d'Ivoire?
Well, he's always kind of had it.
Kind of had it. It's crazy now. I think the Mexican job
apparently is just like, ladies all over the world love him.
Yeah.
Absolutely adore
him. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Swedish accent,
yeah. Yeah, there was a lady I was working with over in the UK who just, he was like her ultimate fantasy man.
Mm.
Sven.
Sven, yeah.
He looks like Mr. Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, yeah, no, he's... Well, he's
very good. I'm very attractive to the ladies.
Stop pimping, Sven.
You're pimping on my show. I just can't just rip off, what's the Dennis Ward show?
Yeah, the special one.
The special one TV, yeah. That's a great show.
It is a great show. What if we, like, praise it? Can we rip off bits and pieces? What a great show.
Yeah, satire. Sure.
Yeah.
We should move on with
Rooney.
This.
Yeah, we'll move on.
The boy, Rooney. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, David.
Okay, Shane Smells. Go on.
Yeah, I'm really upset.
You're a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Big man crush on Shane Smeltz because I have a big man crush on Fernando Torres, and he's the closest thing the A-League had to Fernando Torres.
Yes, okay.
I think they're very similar players. Not quite on the same level, but in the same mould. So I'm very disappointed to see him go.
Yeah, he's got a Chinese Super League outfit.
Which I was a little disappointed about as well. The club he went to.
Yeah, Shandong Luang.
Yeah.
Look, the only real advantage I can see him from moving from Gold Coast to there is Asian Champions League football.
That's cash.
Well, cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
no one aspires to play in China.
No. It'll probably improve him, but he's a pretty good player already. So.
I think he's better than that league.
I honestly thought, if he's going to go anywhere, go to Europe.
I honestly think he could have played in the Dutch league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
He's as good a player as Brett Holman, who carves it up in the Dutch league. Mm. So he could have been playing Champions League if you went to the right club, like European Champions League. Yeah. Which club is... Is it Beijing Guoan that John Griffiths...
So, undisclosed fee. So they obviously got paid a bit for it. Or Gold Coast would have got paid a bit for it.
Not that they need it, though.
Yeah. But it's always good. The more money Clive Palmer gets in return, the more money he'll be willing to spend. He did the whole usual stuff. I love
Puncture microphone off.
thank you.
We can talk the elephant in the room, the fact that it all went silent. my fingers just got a bit busy.
You think the Gold Coast, the coaches, and Clive Palmer and stuff. But yeah, a little bit disappointing. Although in I'm looking into anticipation of seeing Taj Minicon actually finally get a run around against, like, I haven't seen him play much for Gold Coast since the Fulham friendly, where he was the difference.
He was great, yeah.
Like, he came on with 10 minutes to go and he set up everything.
Yeah.
That was the reason they won that game, but he hasn't been seen since. So I'm hoping he can get back into it because he was great at the Roar as well.
Yeah. It'd also be interesting to see who they sign to fill his boots.
Yeah, if anyone.
Yeah, I hope they do. Because I see Minicon more as a winger than a striker.
Yeah, well, he can play both. He's better as a winger, but he can play striker. But they got Joel Porter as a striker.
True, yeah.
And like, yeah, he doesn't. He was score very good last many, year, but he had a hand
more than in half almost every goal.
And like, if he didn't physically pass it, he dragged defenders away.
Yeah,
like he actually cupped a bit of flack, but I was very impressed.
Yeah, I was impressed from day one. What else we got?
Oh, we have CNFC signed 16-year-old star Terry Antonis. He was actually signed by Everton in a pre-contract a few years ago, but then FIFA changed the laws, which saying you can't sign any foreign player under the age of 18. So he wouldn't have been too happy about that. But Sydney FC are loving it.
Yeah.
So they got a future star.
Big game.
Yeah, Dwight York, Tim Cahill have all just rung his praises. Although, you can hear in our interview...
You asked Dwight about him, didn't you? Yeah.
Dwight said he's got all the skills, the right guidance, the right coaching, he'd make it. But he also, awarded a warning, said, we do put a heap of pressure on our young players to just tone it down until he gets a bit older and we'll see what he'll become.
Yep.
So, like I said, it was a great interview with Dwight York. Check it out.
Wise words from a wise man.
Yes, that's it. And one more transfer news was for another player for Mariners who are actually signing really well.
They're starting to rake the players in there, aren't they?
Yeah. The crazy thing is...
Has Vukovic gone? He's gone.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's official yet. But he's going.
He will go,
If he's not gone, then he will be. All the players who they've signed have put the signing down to Graham Arnold. So he came over, personally visited me, and so I fell in love with
him. Yeah, I've read that a bit as well,
So,
Graham. Still don't like him.
No, keep doing what you're doing for the Mariners fans, but that's it. Although I wish he'd pick people with the easier names to pronounce. We've got Patrick Wonczak.
Yeah, we've decided Wonczak. We think Wonczak.
There's Z's and J's and everything. And yeah. Double A's. Patrick Wonczak from NAC Breda. So he's 191 centimetres, which is huge.
Yeah.
He's a central defender.
Yep.
Who has scored a ridiculous amount of goals. He played 200 games for one of his older clubs, scoring 23 goals.
Yeah,
as
that's
a central
great.
Defender.
Yeah. Who is he's at Man City, Lescott. He used to score so many. He used to score 7 or 8 goals a season from centre back, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. All offset pieces. Yeah. But this Wonczak, he's came through the Ajax academy.
Brilliant! He's pedigree. Class.
So that's the transfer news. And Simon Clossimo was given the inaugural captain of Heart.
Yep.
I think a lot of people originally said it'll be Skoko.
Yeah, but that's Clossimo.
I think Clossimo is going to be playing more game time than Skoko.
Yeah, and also for more than just this season.
So I think Clossimo was second on our readers' poll of who was going to get captaincy. So almost on the mark. Good work, readers.
Our readers said Skoko.
But only just. Yeah, it was very, very close.
Oh, was it? Okay, cool. What's the poll at the moment? It's the best football that was played at the World Cup, wasn't it?
Yes, who do you find the most stylish at the moment? Germany is far and away leading.
Yeah.
Because we've got Spain, Netherlands.
I voted Argentina.
And Chile.
Yeah. They were all good.
There was not enough places in the poll to put everyone.
We can talk about that tomorrow, and we can talk about goal of the tournament and golden ball, etc. In international transfer news, do we want to go through our results?
Just a quick obviously the two Everton matches we talked about.
Covered that. Yeah.
The Mariners have it's the third win in a row.
Yeah.
They've had a 4-0 or 4-1 and now a 5-0 win.
Yeah.
Against the Central Coast Select 11. So they're looking the goods actually. From without a coach drawing against lowly opposition to three huge wins in a row. It's as soon as Graham Arnold's arrived. It's actually,
it's weird.
It's strange.
Yeah.
He keeps talking about playing a certain style, playing a really good defensive system while being attacking. So I can't wait to actually go and see a game and see what he's come up with.
Who do we see them play against on our trip?
Ooh, on our trip. That's a good question.
It's not at Central Coast, is it?
We don't go to Central Coast. No. Probably against one of the Melbourne teams, I think. Possibly.
Could it be Adelaide?
Could be Adelaide.
Yeah.
Could be Adelaide. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Go to the website. We'll find out.
Yeah. If you can find out for us. Why don't you go to the website, find out before us, and email us here at the show.
Yeah, tell us the details of our own trip.
Who do we go see the Mariners play?
On the trip, we want to tell the little competition we'll be running while on the trip.
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to be going to see every single club play.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to be visiting every single supporters group, and we're going to have a competition running of which supporters group can come up with the best chant against the opposition team.
And just for that game they're playing that day. We have to hear it. Yes, we're going to be there. We'll judge.
Yeah, so it has to be a brand new chant.
Yep.
And against the opposition team. And
it doesn't have to be a brand new chant. It just has to relate specifically
to the team they're playing that day. And we might have two secondary competitions. One is just the best atmosphere in general.
Yep.
And also try to create a banner with the word or a picture of the sack featuring. So
a picture of the sack.
Okay. The sack will feature in the banner, and the best banner will also
the winner prize. Yeah, if they send us a photo of their banner and their details.
That's it. So the best banner will result in a personal prize to the banner maker.
Yep, some football sack merchandise.
That's it. And
the web grows.
And for the supporter group prizes, that'll be for the supporter group.
Yes, yeah, to the group specifically.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So that should be exciting.
Yeah, we can't wait. In international transfer news, we'll quickly wrap this up. Thierry Henry has gone to the MLS.
To the Red Bulls.
To the New York Red Bulls.
Yes.
Which is an okay move because it's kind of like recognition for that league again, which kind of means that there'll hopefully be recognition for the A-League. That people will sort of realise there are leagues outside of Europe.
Yeah, there are leagues outside of Europe. Yeah, that's right. Someone on our Twitter said it was David Beckham-ish, which is...
Well, that's the obvious comparison.
The obvious comparison, so... CJ said that.
In other news, Man City have continued to sign everybody, which basically will not surprise anybody.
Apparently they're ruining world football, and they're also causing global warming, so there you go.
Yeah, well, you bought all our blue sleeves last year. We haven't released our kit for this season, but hopefully they bring our blue sleeves back. So that's pretty much us covered for today. Our 15-minute show is doubled, so we're just going to wrap it up just short of half an hour. And we'll be back tomorrow, so you don't have to go far. Listen to this one tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the live show tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. So listen to this. Email us tonight, telling us what you want to hear tomorrow, and everything will be wonderful.
Yes. So if you want a shout out, if you want a joke, if you have something that you want to discuss, World Cup related, it's going to be pretty much just World Cup tomorrow.
Yeah, fully World Cup
for the live show. Lots of bad jokes, lots of World Cup stories. We can't wait. I'm very excited. Are you very excited?
I'm excited. I'm Big Kev excited.
He's dead.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
You're
more
dead excited.
I'm dead excited.
Snap. We will see you guys tomorrow. Well, we won't see you, and we won't hear you, but you'll hear us. Goodbye.